Yeah, so we were in this the Shittas Rambam. We're going to come yet to still to the Shittas Rambam, Shittas Aran rather. But let's finish working through Shittas Rambam. So we saw yesterday the Rambam Shitta, the way Shagasai explains it, is that the Pshuta Shel Mikra, the Torah Shel Miksav of Lo Solon, is to be malin al ha'etz, to be malin a Megadeth and Eved Eved Zorah on the ha'etz. If I had no ribuyim, then that would say that's the meaning of leisolin. Kipshuta leisolin ala eitz kikilus alikim toloi, like the Mishnah says, that the mazat toloi neshivirach is Hashem and it's Hashem shemayim is halal. That's the meaning of leisolin ala eitz. Believe him ala eitz. The essay on the other end, the Shagasai says the essay of kavod tikvareinu is kruis ka. Kfuris Karka, there's no chiluk between Harugi Beis and anybody else. In Kfuris Karka, in Leisolin is Allah Eitz. So by definition, Leisolin is only Mekadif and Eved Eved Zor, because nobody eats is Allah, nobody else is Allah Eitz. So the lava Leisolin in before we get to any ribuyim, a priori the lava Leisolin is from Mekadif and Eved Eved Zor to leave them on the Eitz, like the Lashon Rambam would say for Mitzvahs to leave a Mekadif and Eved Eved Zor Allah Eitz. So the assay of Kovet Tikvareinu is an assay to bury. Is an assay of kfura. Kfura. What's the difference between Megadeth and anybody else? Kfura. It's a memasin. If the Torah said you have to bury a Megadeth, then Avada Huah, then you have to bury anybody else. That does not need any ribuyim. So the assay a priori applies to everybody. The lav a priori is only to leave it in the Megadeth and over the Mizor Aleitz. Now comes the pasuk and says in the Lishnah Kama Ki Kovet Tikvareinu. There's a ribuy. What's the ribuy saying? The ribuy is saying. The Lashon of Shagasai, I think, is that in Eino Inyan to the Asay, Tveyu Inyan, if I remember correctly, it says in Eino Inyan Lasay, maybe I'm misremembering. Anybody remember? It doesn't really matter. But I think he says like that in Eino Inyan Lasay, Tveyu Inyan Lasay. I don't need a Ribui for the Asay. The Asay is anyway with the Memetzin who applies to everything. I need the Ribui in the Lab. To be Marib, but the Lab is not only LH, the Marib is, the Lab is broader than that. I would say it may be benusach acher. Maybe the Shagasai said it. Even if that's how the Shagasai said it, I think it would be better to say it slightly differently. Maybe the Shagasai did. I don't know. But I would say it like this: it's not an eno inyan. It's not that the ribui is not necessary for the assay difference neo inyan to the lois assay. What the ribui says is, without the ribui, I would read the pasuk that there's two things here. There's leisol and aleitz by Emagandav. And there's Kikovatik Berenu, and that's of course by everybody. There's Kfur. And two different things. And the Leisolin has nothing to do with the Kovatik Berenu. Comes along the Ribui of Kovatik Berenu, and it tells me that the Kovatik Berenu is qualifying the Leisolin. That besides the Leisolin Ala Eitz, there's another Leisolin of Leisolin Oisei Belei Kfur. So there's two Leisolins. There's a Leisolin that stands by itself, Leisolin Ala Eitz. But then the extra kovetik, the extra word, the extra rebuy, kovetik renu tells me that I should read kovetik renu back to the leisolin, that there's a leisolin besides leisolin al eitz, there's a leisolin with akfur. And that means that even if he's off the eitz, you have to bury him. And that, of course, applies to everybody because then there's no makom l'chalak. That's the whole key of the whole yisoid of the Shagasai. In kfur, there's no makom l'chalak between a Megadeth and anybody else. So we may, that automatically is. But it's not that the rebuy is to be a b'shar mesim. The Rebbe is to be married by that there's a Leisolin B'lei Kfura. Besides the Leisolin Al Eitz, there's a Leisolin B'lei Kfura. Once there's a Leisolin B'lei Kfura, that lab, of course, applies to everybody. The way the essay applies to everybody, because that's a Pashat to Mamatzino. And that's how Leishagashai basically explains the Shittas Rambam. And of course, his great proof that this is the Shittas Rambam is from the Sefer HaMitzvos. Because in the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam, in the essay of Kovet Tikvareinu, says that the essay is by Kol HaMeisim. First is Erugah Beis Din, and then he says that Hu Adin Kol HaMeisim. Whereas in the Lav of Leisolin, the Rambam only said Leisolin Ala Eitz, Leisolin not to be Malin and Megadif and Eved Eved Zor Ala Eitz, and he makes no mention of any kind of Leisolin B'lei Kfur at all. Doesn't mention Shamesim. Not only does he not mention Shamesim, he doesn't mention anything about Leisolin once he's off the tree. Where did that go? There it is, that the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs is only telling me what it says in Torah Shavuot. So that in the Kovetik Varenu, already in Tereshim Iksav, it says you have to bury a Tolui. But of course, there's no difference between a Tolui and anybody else. That's a Memasinu. That goes in the Tereshim Iksav. Why should anybody else be any different? Masha'enkein in the Leisolin, is two Leisolin. There's a Leisolin that it says in Tereshim Iksav, Leisolin ala Eitz, ki Kovetik Varenu, ki Kilis Likim Tolui. That whole Pasuk is only really in the Tereshim Iksav. He's only talking about the Lina ala Eitz. Like it says ala Eitz. And like it says, ki Kilis Likim Tolui. All of that has to do with Megadep ala Eitz. And that's the Torah Shemiksav. And then there's another Leisolim, which we get from the Ribui, Leisolim Leikvura. That's already only a Ribui. What's learned that from a Ribui, the Rambam does not put into the Sefer Mitzvahs. I added, although the Shaksai doesn't mention this, but of course, obviously it's Mizbakish Me'elov, that the Rambam's Lushitosri, that the Rambam says in the Shurah Shasheni, that he only puts into Sefer Mitzvahs things that are Mitzvahs, that are in the Torah, that are in Torah Shemiksav, and not mitzvahs that are in different sifrim that are learned out from the Yom Midah Shatar and the Dresh Hashbeh. So that's a very strong, it's almost a smoking gun, that this is the Shittas, this is what's going on in the Shittas around. That there are Taka Tulei Solons. There's Le Solon Ala Eitz, that's what he says in Sefer Mitzvahs. And besides the Le Solon Ala Eitz, there's another Le Solon, which is the Le Solon Beloi Kfura, that's learned out from the Rebbe. And the emes is, as the Shaggy Sai himself points out, that it's very meduyik in the Lashon HaRambam. The Lashon HaRambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin is that you have to take him, that they would have a case of mitzvah sanitlim, and he told him, they hang him up, they take him down right away, kodim shetechshach, and v'im hilino yal eitz, this is the Lashon HaRambam, if they were malin yal eitz, then they're ever allowed, talks about being malin yal eitz. And then later on he says, in the next halacha, he says that based on the elakolam malin is meisay belikva over belaysesay. Farish and Rambam, they have these two ideas. There's one iser of to be malin alaitz, and there's another iser to be malin belaykva. And what's the nafkamina having these two alochas? If one wants to have the alocha not to be malin belaykva, why do I also need the alocha not to be malin alaitz? So the Shagasai says. So that is nafkamina, poshita, practical nafkamina. That even if you're not going to be able to bury him today, you still have a lot to leave him alayt. That's the mahalach and the Rambam. So I think that's, Spanish teres endes heist of the field. It's very clear in the Rambam that's the shita saram.
Josh. Doesn't the fact that the Rambam calls for losase, doesn't that mean that it's not
midir sofer? No, because divrei sofer from the Rambam does not mean midir abonim. In the Rambam's nomenclature, Divrei Sefer means that it's learned out from the Gimel Midos. Still deraisa.
And
that's still called deraisa. That's still called a lav, but it's not in the Sefer Mitzvahs.
It's
not as enemies. And the Rambam could be a host. Yeah, I think that's how it works. It could be called. It's a lav, but it's not a lav from. It's a lav. It's a lav from Divrei Sefer. I know where to start. It's just work. 1, 2, 3, yeah.
The Rambam in Yudal and Arval Yudal and Aleph seems to say that the Kavura is only the Arbonne. So how does that fit?
Where do you say the Kavura is the Arbonne?
And then you give us the list of many things, and one of them is the Zikbor.
Where am I looking?
Arval Yudal and Aleph.
Mitzvahs Asay Shal Divrayim. Lavak Yechayim Nacham Veim Lohitzi Ameis Lohachmas Hakala Lulavis Orchem Lassid B'chol Tzrochei Akfur Lassid Al Kosev V'leilich Lefana V'lispoid V'lachba V'lukba V'chayim Sameach Achosim Nakala L'sa'odam B'chol Tzrochei Eilem Mulis Chasodam She'en Lem Shir Avi Kol Mitzvah Eilem Yedir Veim. What is this? Tell her.
Is that for other people?
Maybe the Mitzvah Derais is only on the Kroivim. I know that's a big chiddush. It's not really important in Rambam that the mitzvah of the rice is only on the kovim. Some say it is the Shagasai Taka says b'sechad Rambam that the mitzvah pura by Rugi Pesin is on Basin and by other mesim it's on the kovim. So that's the notion of mesim of mesoy. But on the other hand, mesim mitzvah she'elu is a mitzvah. Mesim mitzvah the mitzvah of the rice. What? So that's what it means here. Likbar means, even if there is somebody else and he's not a Meis Mitzvah, you're not a Karav and there are Karavim. But still, to be Isaac and Gemilis Chasadim, is a Mitzvah's Esi Shel Devei. It's a very strange lotion.
Isn't like
The Rambam says that. Well, the Rambam Taka says it's b'chal harei b'chal v'yahaf derech hakamecha. The Rambam Taka asked this. The Bahag, I see here on the side, in the Kais and Sionim. The Bahag says that is mine a bikur cholim and nicham areilim and kfuris mesim in the minyan mitzvahs. And the Rambam is masig on him that it's b'chal v'yahaf derech hakamecha, they're not separate mitzvahs. And then, B'seichat Vorim, the Ramban is Tameya on the Rambam. Lo mehiski b'chal hasagosei ala b'hag k'furis mesim. Why does he include k'furis mesim in what he's upset with the b'hag about? Hagam Rabbeinu in mitzvah to say. The Rambam also holds that k'fur is a mitzvah. The cause of latar, the efshe, the shining k'fur is kravim. To mitzvah to say me'atayro, mesim de'almu divrayim. The docha teretzeh. It is doichlet. Now let's say that is the teretz. Okay, I don't know, it's not problematic. But on the other hand, the Rambam, in Yud Beis Aleph, says that for a mistress, Nemek Yikovetik Vareno. And the Rambam Sefer Mitzvah says that. The Rambam Sefer Mitzvah is Beferish. And in the Mitzvah of Kikovetik Berenu, so the Rambam says the Mitzvah says to bury Haruge based in Biyom Arigo, and the Huadin to bury Kola Mason Biyom Misosim. So I don't know, it's a very problematic Rambam, this Rambam. It's right, but it was problematic right to the Rambam. So I don't know. Yeah.
Does the Rambam, even though he uses the word Midivisokim,
I'm not sure offhand. If he has some rule not to, then we have a question. Then we'll have a problem.
I think he uses it.
Maybe it's different. Again, I'm not sure what if he does or if he doesn't. But even if, for the sake of argument, the Rambam would not call something that's learned out from Yigil Midas a Leisase, could be that's only where the whole lab is only from Yigil Midas. Like the whole Isser is only from Yigil Midas. So then that doesn't count. So it's not in the Minyan Mitzvahs at all, so it does maybe, I don't know for a fact, but maybe that he wouldn't call it, he wouldn't say in that Ayriv a lab. But here, where we have for sure a lab of Leisolim, but on a, without a Ribui, I would say it means Leisolim al Eitz. And now the Rebbe is marred, but that there's another din also included in that to be malin kolamei simbol kvura. So that already might be different. Maybe that already could be called by the Rebbe Laf. Maybe that would. And the Sefer Mitzvah is not going to put it because still what it says in Torah Shavik Sav is that's what he puts into the Sefer Mitzvah. The lashon of Rebbe Laf, since there really is a Laf here, maybe that's not the same as something that's purely Gil Mitzvah. But again, I'm not sure. Maybe the Rambam says I would say Rebbe Laf even in a regular case. I don't know. So
at least to say over the debate.
Yeah, so I don't. That's sort of ridiculous. What's the in that regard? I don't know. I want to go. Okay, it's okay.
Just clarify on the way the Ram was when it's going anywhere.
What?
The way the Ram knew that towards the end is going everywhere. It's just the Havan. It's just that's the way he thinks. That's the way he thinks possibly.
The way the Shagazari says it, and I want to actually the next Nakuda that I want to focus on. But the way the Shagazari says it is that when it comes to Kfura, then it's a Mematzinu. Why should anybody else be different?
It's not the same time, and it's not just the same to me, we're supposed to say
it. The assay of Kovetik Berenu is a Poshet assay, and even though it happens to be said in a Poshet by Nitlim, but why should anybody else be different? There's no. Maybe Mematzinu, is Mematzinu also finding Gimel Midas? I mean, Binyanav is only Gimel Midas, of course. I don't know, it says there's no Mokum L'chalak. That already goes into his Lushagis Ayah's Lushan is that it's a Mematzinu. Maybe it's even more than a Mematzinu. There's no Mokum L'chalak. So if the Torah happened to say it in the context of Nitlim, but it's understood that there's no reason to think that it's any different by anybody else.
It wasn't necessarily the same reason as Osolom. Just not all of us say it was the same. Osolom
Why does Torah say the lab and the assay? Yeah, Torah have an assay and lab. Also, there could be a difference in man. The Shagzai assumes. What? But says the Shagzai, but the Loisola that's after the Ribui, which is Loisola like Kvura, that you could make a Mematzin. And that taka applies to Kol HaMesim. In other words, the Ribui is not direct to be Mar B'Shar Mesim. In the Shitas HaRambam, and by the way, it's not like, maybe I'll mention already now, that's not the way Rashi learns. Rashi learns Beferish that the Ribui of Kovatik Reino is to be Mar B'Shar Mesim. According to the Shagasai's Havon in the Rambam, which I think sounds compelling to me, that's not the point of the Ribui, to be Mar B'Shar Mesim. You don't need a Ribui to be Mar B'Shar Mesim per se. The Esthetic Reino, there's no Ribui to be Mar B'Shar Mesim, but I just assume that it applies to Shar Mesim, because in Kfura, what's the difference? The Ribui of Kavatik Reino is to be Mar B'Shar Lina Shaloya, even Lina, not on eggs, Lina B'Lay Kfura. That needs a Ribui. But once you have a concept of Lina B'Lay Kfura, so it automatically embraces everybody, because in that, there's no reason to be Mechal. That's why in the Sefer Mitzvahs, where the Rambam only puts down what's put in Pasuk, and he doesn't put down things that are learned out from the Gimel Midos, he still brings the essay of Kavatik Renu by Kol HaMesim. Because that's not a Ribui, that's implicit in Kavatik Renu. In Kavatik Renu, why should anybody... That's implicit in the essay. The essay of Kfura, why should it be Miyuchat to Nitlam? What are they special? They get to be buried, nobody else? It's all one package. It's the Torah says Allah Eitz, and there's a special reason for Allah Eitz, and nobody else has Allah Eitz in the first place. And even if they were, it wouldn't be Kilo Soli Kim. So like Kol Zanichnas. So of course they sold it Allah Eitz. The whole meaning of the sold Allah Eitz is to leave a Magadif on the Eitz because it's a Kilo Soli Kim, because people will say it. They Mazet Tolim the Shabir Ches Hashem. So for Shteitzich, obviously there's no Mamatzinu. You know, what does that have to do with anybody else? No, the lois solid like furo. The assay of kovet tigreno is not because kilos lekim toli.
How do you know?
How? Because the whole the Rambam learns kilos lekim toli means mipnei mazet toli. Why is he on the eighth? They should be a ches hashem. I see him on the eighth. I know he's a megadif. I see him on the floor. I don't know he's a megadif. What? Why? But once he's off the eighth, pastus. Once he's off the eighth, then why do I know that he's a megadif? I mean. Anyway, why make a kashi? We have a teretz. I mean, why make it share? It's very good with that. The Hanukkah is fakir, the other way around. The Lesolon El Eitz, the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs only has by Megadav, because there's no Mematzinu. There's no reason, that's Miyucha to a Megadav. But the Kovetik Bereno, the Rambam says by everybody, because that doesn't need any Ribuyim. There's no Mokum L'Chalim. Anyway, that's the Shagasai. So that's good. However, there's still a problem here in the Rambam. And that is, the Lashon Rambam in Sanhedrin, Tesvov Zayin and Ches. The Ram reads like this. If you happen to have a Ramam, then it's good to look inside, unless I stole your Ramam. So the Ramam, Ketzed Mitzvah Sanit Tolim. So Achash Shesaiklin Oisoi, so Shakna Sakhaya Ba'ara, etc., etc. And they take him down right away by Shkiyas Chama. V'im lon, but if he was lon, even alav b'leisa say shenemar leisol nivlosi aleitz. So that's the lav of Torah Shavuksav to leave him aleitz. Very, very explicit. Then the Rambam continues. Mitzvahs asay likbar es kol haruge based in b'yom harigo shenemar ki kovet tigurenu b'yom ahu. Right away, there's a problem here. The Rambam says the assay is to bury kol haruge beistin. Ask the Shagasai, what do you mean haruge beistin? The assay of kovet tigreno is by everybody. The Rambam says by Mitzvah says beferish that it's by everybody. Ve'afanu noisif, and that's not yigum amidus, because then it wouldn't be in the Sefer Mitzvahs. That's just implicit because no malkum lechalak. The assay of kovet tigreno is by everybody. So why does the Rambam say it's only by Aruge Basin? The Shai Guzani also asks, this maybe is less of a strong kasha, but he also asks, if by Kovetik Renu you need a Ribui, if by Kovetik Renu, if you're going to limit it to what it says in Pasuk, So then it should not only be, it shouldn't even be by all Arugay Basin. It should only be by Nitalim. Elamai going to tell me there's either a Ribuy or we don't need a Ribuy, so then it should be by Kol Odom. Arugay Basin is not a player over here. Because by Pliya Lamashal, we have Nitlim, and then we have a Ribuy, and we're Marbe Kol Odom. We never stop at Arugay Basin. That's not a significant class over here. The Pasuk told him and he told him, and by the Lav, we're Marbe, let's say, Kol HaMeisim, or we're Marbe Lino B'lei Kfura, which implies Kol HaMeisim. So what's this essay, Likba Harugei Basin? How did Harugei Basin come in? So the Shagasai answers for this problem that in Echinami, Harugei Basin really who had in Kol Adam. But we're in Hilchas HaEdim, we don't care about Kol Adam, we only care over here about Harugei Basin. As the Rambam says, Likba Harugei Basin, B'yem Arigo, he doesn't mean to the exclusion of other people, just he's not talking about other people. In Hilchas HaEdim, he happens to be talking about Harugei Basin, so he says Harugei Basin. In which case, the Rambam at this point is now finished with his discussion of the essay. Mishnah says, Likba Harugei Basin, Harugei Basin really, there's other people too, but we're not interested right now with other people. What we're interested in this halacha, in Hilchas HaEdim, is Harugei Basin. We have now concluded, Adkan, our discussion of Harugei Basin, nothing further left to say about the essay of Kovat Tikkurin, according to the Shagasai's reading. Then the Rambam continues, and this is a new halacha. In the Frankel Rambam, it's two dots. This is a new halacha. The loy haruge based in Bilvad, ela kol hamalines meisay over ela belaisesay. Not only haruge based in, but kol hamalines es meisay over ela belaisesay. So the Chayim ask, Shagzai among them. What do you mean? The Rambam sounds like Kol HaMalanis Mesoi is only over Belav. What happened to the essay? That's what the Chayim read this and say. But you also Kol HaMalanis Mesoi over Belav. You over an essay too? Kol HaTikren, like the Rambam says in the Sefer HaMitzvos. So the Shagasai answers the Shitasa that yes, of course that's true, but the Rambam already said that because he already said that Kol HaMalanis Meisei that there's a mitzvah of Kovat Tikkurinu Likba Kol Harugei Basin, and Harugei Basin means everybody except here we happen to be talking about Harugei Basin, and now the Rambam is only talking about the Lav. That's the way the Shagasai wants to deal with the Rambam. Is the Rambam first of all the Rambam saying three things. The Rambam says first. Malin ala, the loisa say of malin ala eitz. That's the first Rambam. Then the Rambam says the essay of kover tikvarenu, which is kol haruge beistin. That's loshen Rambam. It's a mitzvah likbar kol haruge beistin v'yem harigo. And really, who I didn't call all them, or call them Mason, but we're not talking about that. Ella, she'ena inyan l'kam. So the Rambam here has now finished with the essay of Kovat Tikkurinu. It applies to all Harugei Basin, which is really not any particularly significant class. It's just another way of saying it applies to everybody. But here we're busy with Harugei Basin. Now we have the third Rambam. Says the Rambam, lo yarugei beisdin levad, elo kol hamalanis meisoi, ayvu leisusim. Says the Shagasai, this is the loisasei of the ribui. And what this halacha is telling me, this last halacha is telling me, it's nothing about the essay. We finished with the essay. It's telling me that there's another lav, that besides the lav of Torah Shemiksav, not to be malin ala eitz, there's another lav, not to be malin ala kfur. And that's his last Rambam, that not only is there a lav of loisolin ala eitz, but there's a lav of loisolin by all. There's a lav of loisolin that kol malin is meisiv b'lei kfur. It's oyver b'lei sasei. And the Rambam here is really telling me that, and that's that third halacha. I asked the Shagasai, but why does Rambam say Kol HaMalan? Didn't you just tell me that over here in Hilchas HaEdim we're only interested in Harugei Basin? So why over here use the lashon of Kol HaMalan? the Shagasaye. That's of course true, but since the Rambam here is telling me that drasha of Kavetik Renu, this is what the Rambam is alluding to, the drasha of Kavetik Renu, and since the lashon of the drasha is Kolamalanis Mesa Ivermalav, so the Rambam quotes the lashon of the drasha, Kolamalanis Mesa. But really, Linyanenu, the Rambam could have said Kolamalanis Haruge Basin Ivermalav, because we're really only talking about Haruge Basin. But he's quoting the drasha, and the content of the drasha is that Kavetik Renu is Marbe, that Kolamalanis Mesa Ivermalis. Ad Kavetik. So it sounds beautiful, but I did a fly in the ointment.
Then why, if he's only quoting the report, why does he also mention Halil Od or Halil Aaron of Tachrit? Like, that's totally not part of the report.
No, that's halacha. In this, he's not telling me the report. He's telling me the halacha that's learned out from the report. But when he tells me, he doesn't quote the pasuk either, the Rambam. But when he tells me, and then tells me the halacha with all of its details. But when he's telling me the halacha, he uses, the Rambam employs the lashon of kolamalanes mesoi, because the Rambam is in effect has the ribui in mind. I don't know, the Rambam is referring to the salach that learned out from the ribui, and since the ribui is the lashon zeh of kolamalanes mesoi, so the Rambam also goes al derech zeh.
But then the extra step is what's not necessary.
Yeah. Okay, so, you're right, but there's a bigger problem.
Why does he say
la'aruge based in the lach? Haruge based in mandoch hashmaya. Who's talking about haruge based in? Haruge Basin was a lashon that the Rambam used by the Aseh. He's not talking here about the Aseh. The Rambam is talking about the Lav. And the point of this last halacha in the Rambam, according to the Shagazari, is to tell me that not only is there a Lav of Malin ala Eitz, there's another Lav for being Malin b'lei Kfurah. What the Rambam or the Aseh is Loi Hamalin ala Eitz Bilvad, Oyvim Belais to say, or Loi Hamalin Toloi ala Eitz Bilvad, Oyvim Belais to say, El Kolam Alis Mesi b'lei Kfurah, Oyvim Belais to say. That would make sense. But the lashon of loy harugi based in Levad, we never said that loy solid is by harugi based in. We said initially that loy solid is by megadif when you leave him on the eights. And we are now coming, and the Rambam is now coming around, and he's, you know, circling back, and he's telling me not only is there a lav for being malad and megadif ala eights, there's another lav from a ribuy of kolam malad is mesib like furoi bibulais to say. So why are you talking about harugi based in? Say loy. Loy loy hanitolam ala eitz bilvad, or loy hamalin tolay ala eitz bilvad, and lakolam malin is meisei b'leik for oivav leisei. That's what the Rambam ought to have said, but that's not what the Rambam said. The lashon loy harugei eitz based in the bilvad is mashma that the Rambam is referring back to that, to what he said about the essay, and he's coming to expand what he said about the essay. The essay is before he said there's an essay by harugei based in, and now he's saying not only is there an essay by harugei based in, but there's an essay by other mesim as well. But then, of course, we have a problem. But that's not the Siyam Advarim. The Siyam Advarim is Oyvav Leis Hasei, not Oyvav Leis Hasei.
You'll be saying like this. He's an essay by Harugi Basin, to very Harugi Basin. Let's say he's only talking about Harugi Basin because that's what's in here, because that's what Basin is between. And then he's saying, and by the way, besides the essay to be cover Harugi Basin, there's also a you're also over and alone, say anybody else. I mean, it's not going back to the assay, it's just going back to the inner you have to.
But is there an assay by Will Mason?
But if this
what?
But the Chora there is.
Right.
He says the Harugi Basin, he's talking about Harugi Basin. But he's not going
back. So then what does this mean? Lo Harugi Basin Bilvad.
Lo Harugi Basin Bilvad, there's an assay barrier, but there's even a Losa say in everybody. Or even an essay on those, everybody.
Okay, so I think we are going to have to be nidchak in the Rambam. That, not like the Shagasai, not like the Shagasai's idea, that the Rambam over here doesn't talk about Harugi. You know, Shagasai is this notion, the Rambam over here says Harugi based in. Because we're busy with Harugi Basin, but he means everybody else. But we happen to be talking about Harugi Basin. We're going to go away from that. It's like I read in the paper about some anti-Semite who was talking about how he says Jews cheat. Oh, it's a real story. It's not out of Bubba Mice. It's a real story. I think the dean of Harvard in the 19th century, what was his name? Elliot. And he said he doesn't want to let Jews into Harvard because Jews cheat. They said, but Chris cheat too. Is it about talking about Jews? Yeah, I think it was Charles Elliott. So like that's the Shagasari's the Shagasari's around, you know. Aruge, look, the Mishnah says live with called Aruge based. And it's a Mishnah to be covered everybody, but we're talking about Aruge based. We're gonna, I think that's that bogs down over here in the Hemshech Haram. So let's say that that part of the Shagasari we're not gonna do. So we're gonna say that when the Rabbi said it's a Mishnah to bury Aruge based, he meant Aruge based. To which he now adds that not only is the Mishnah to say to bury Aruge based, but there's a Mishnah to say to bury all Mason. I the Rabbi uses Moshe Noi Ribbele to say. So maybe it's not perfect, but maybe we could say it's, after all, we saw already that that the Rambam reads the ribuy of Kavod Tikvareinu not with the Minena Inyan, but the idea of the ribuy of Kavod Tikvareinu is that the Torah said that the Torah said Lesholin Ala Eitz, and then it says a Mitzvah of Kfura. But since it's just a double Lashon Kavod Tikvareinu, so it's marbe that besides loisolin al eitz, there's a loisolin that's connected to kavod, to the essay of kavod tikvareinu. There's a loisolin that has nothing to do with kavod tikvareinu. That's loisolin al eitz. But then there's mikayach the ribui. There's another loisolin. Don't be malin him without doing the mitzvah of pura. And if you're malin him without doing the mitzvah of pura, then you're over b'loisus. That's the content of the ribui went around. And maybe it's not the end of the world, since the lav is to be this new lav that's went back from the ribui to over b'loisus. The content of the lav is, or the grammar of the drush is, don't be malin him with loy mitzvahs kura. So that already, it already includes the idea that there's a mitzvahs kura. So when the Rambam says loy rugi based on the vav ella kol amalin is meisay oimah beloisa say kol amalin is meisay beloy kura. Is that the lashon of the Rambam? Ella kol amalin. No, this is kol amalin is meisay beloy rugi based on the vav ella kol amalin is meisay oimah beloisa say. So it means. Kol amalin es meisoi without kfura is over belav, which automatically implies that there's a mitzvah kfura. That's after all the whole idea of the drasha. So therefore, the Rabbi Kilu in this one sentence is being kolel that not only the haruge basin have a mitzvah kfura, but there's a mitzvah kfura that applies to all mason, and that mitzvah kfura also triggers a loisase as well. I'm not saying it's perfect, but I think we have no choice but to say something along those lines in the Rambam. But I still wanna ask. So at the end of the day, the Rambam is like entertaining that he has to say to us that the essay of Kavod Tikvareinu is initially he says it by Aruge Beis Din, and then he says, and don't think it's only by Aruge Beis Din, it's by other people too. Now, why? So that's the mice how we're reading the Rambam. I don't think we have a choice. We have to read the Rambam that way. We have to somehow inject that there's a mitzvah essay that's unspoken here in the Rambam. I don't know what to do. I'm not happy about that, but I have to do it. But we have to do that. We have to read the Rambam that way. So at the end of the day, the Rambam now is saying there's an essay of Kavod Tikvareinu by Aruge Beis Din, and not only by Aruge Beis Din, but there's a Kolam Malin who gets an essay. Now, that's still shver, because why would there be a Havamino that the essay, even the reader's mind, that the essay is only by Haruge Beis Din? Haruge Beis Din is not a category. It's either only by Nitolim, or it's by Kol HaMeisim. Why stop it at Haruge Beis Din? And if you need him, and if it doesn't need a ribui, that's clear, that doesn't need a ribui. If it needed a ribui, we wouldn't have a ribui, because we used up the ribui for the Loisolin idea, that there's a Loisolin even though it's not all the eggs. And if it was a ribui, then it wouldn't be in Sefer HaMitzvahs, and the Rambam has the Mitzvah Likba Kol HaMeisim in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. So what's going on in this Rambam? The Rambam Kilo has to tell me, we don't seem to have a ribui for it again, because the ribui is expended. We don't have a ribui, but it's just something the Rambam needs to tell me, that there's a mitzvah's essay to kill Haru, to be covered rather Haruge based in, and not only Haruge based in, but other people too. And the Emerson Sefer Mitzvah also really is that way. The Rambam says the mitzvah say, look by Haruge based in, be a very gossip, and not only, and who I didn't call a mason. So if it's who I didn't call a mason, so why start with Haruge based in? Really, even the Sefer Mitzvah we could ask that, like, if it was a ribui, so it would be a ribui. But in the Rambam, I don't think it's a ribui, because the ribui is used up, and anything that's a ribui wouldn't be in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. So my high, it's a, like what's going on here? There's something odd about this Rambam. And I want to suggest something. We have time. Yeah, make the time. I want to make a suggestion. Think about the Lishna of Astra for a minute. Everything we've been talking about now came out of Lishna of Hamra. Gemara is Ikad Amri. Ikad Amri, Remez Lepurim and Atara Minayim. Talmud Omar, politic brain. Very not clear what is the point of this Lishna Basra. What is it trying to tell me? It's a mitzvah of kura. It's a remez. It says in Torah, kovet agreb. According to Shagzai, it doesn't, it's like it doesn't even, it's obviously talking about kolam mason because no mokum l'chalak. So what is the what is this remez? What is the Lishna Basra? Remez, the kura, minatara. The Torah says kovet agreb. It's not a remez. The Torah says kovet agreb. Maybe it means kfur by shar adam. That's not the lashon. Rem is the kfur minat Torah. What is it? So many rishonim learned the Ramban, the Ran, that it means rem is the kfur. Means rem is the kfur's karka, as opposed to what?
In the
arm. In the argos. What? I think what's the argos? No.
In
gisus. Meaning, like the story afterwards, this, it's the explanation of this Lishna Basra is in the story that follows. The Shramalka said to Rav Chama, "How do you know Kfura? How do you know Kfura?" And Rav Chama Yaakov said him, "So Alma Litipshoy, why didn't you tell him Kikomer?" The Gemara said, "No, Kikomer. Maybe it means maybe Be'argus Be'alma." So the Gemara says, "How do you know?" And if Shramalka's question was, "How do you know Kfura is Karka?" So then Rav Chama Yaakov says, "But let him tell him the Ribuy of Kavetik Berenel." The Gemara says, "Lishmilei." Rashlin's means Shvarbaka wouldn't understand Ribuyim, and the Ran means that Rav Chama himself didn't hold from the Ribuy of Tavakama Tikrin. Akoponim, that's, according to the Ramban, the Ran, that sheds light back on the Lishna Basra. That's what Lishna Basra means. Rem is the Kuris Karkam and Azar and Inayim, Tamaloim Kikoma Tikrin. Ashi's very sauce, so maybe that's a Rashlin's too, I don't know. Ask the Ramban. So, if you use love Kama Tikrin and tell me Kuris Karkam, as opposed to just putting it in a box, so then how do I know the halacha of the Lishna Kama? Which according to Rambam, it's a Mar B'Shar Mason. We haven't talked a bit so much about Shittas Rambam, but the Rambam is, whatever it is in the Lishna Kama, the Rambam Shittas the Lishna Kama, the Kama to Grenu is to be Mar B'Shar Mason, not like the Rambam, we talked about it a few weeks ago. The Rambam learns the Ribuy of the Lishna Kama, Kama to Grenu is to be Mar B'Shar Mason, like Rashi learns in the Mishnah. How do you know by Shar Mason? Maybe it's only by a Tolid. So Kama to Grenu. In fact, the Rambam, but now that the Lishna Basra uses it for Kfuris Karka, so how do I know the halacha of the Lishna Kama? Rambam says the Lishna Basra will hold that Shar Mesim is a Sfar. That's good if you hold like the Ramban, that the Ribuy is telling me the halacha of Shar Mesim. So I can hear Lishna Basra holds that's a Sfar. According to the Rambam, the Pasuk says Leisolin Ala Eitz, and that means Leisolin Ala Eitz. The Ribuy of the Lishna Kama is telling me a brand new lav to be Malin B'Likfur, which has nothing to do with what it says in Torah, and there's really two lavin. There's lavin Torah B'Lisolin Aleitz, and now the Ribuy of the Lishna Kama is to tell me it's a brand new lav. That besides the lav of Lisolin Aleitz, there's another lav of Lisolin B'Likfur. But if the Lishna Basra uses that up for something else, for Kfur's Karka, so how does the Lishna Basra know that lach of Lishna Kama, that there's lav of Lisolin B'Likfur? That already can't, that's a Svara. Torah says Lisolin Aleitz, there's a Svara, there's another lav too. That's impossible. So the Chayil Lefid the Rambam, it's very. What? How did the Rambam? The Rambam's question is going to come back. The Fila Lishna Basra, we've used up Kavod Tikkureno. So what's going on? Yeah, so Yacholiot, maybe we could say that the Rambam would hold it in Echnami. Lishna Basra is Chayilik and Lishna Kama holds there is no love. It's only an essay. Maybe Kfur is only an essay. Maybe it's not a love at all, except by Allah. It's maybe the Rambam has to say. But I want to suggest a different thought. Remez, the notion is also shown. What's this remez? Remez, the kurim, and I've heard. What remez? It's a ribuy. Kavod Tikrenu. Whatever we're coming here to be marba, but it's a ribuy. What's not a remez? Remez is usually saying something that's not really really, it's not really the meaning of the pasuk. Just a, it's a remez baum. Here it's a ribuy. So I want to suggest the following. Libi Oimeli. That the Rambam had a different shot in this Lishna Basra. The Rambam learned in the Lishna Basra, Remez Lekfur Me'atarim Inayin, means the Torah says, Kikovet Tikrenu, Bayom Avu. What's Bayom Avu? What? the yom of the harigo, loshon of the Rambam is likvar in the essay in the second mitzvah, likvar haruge based in the yom harigo. That's just what it says in pasuk. So the Gemara says, okay, so there's a mitzvah to bury haruge based in the yom harigo. But how do you know that there's a mitzvah to bury other mason beyond my miso? It's mamish loshon Rambam sefer mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah that say likvar haruge based in the yom harigo. Vehu adin shar mason beyond my miso. So this beyond my harigo and this beyond my miso. In Torah, what it says is to bury haruge based in the yom harigo. We want to say that hu adin, there's a mitzvah to bury kolam mason beyond my miso. That's not mamish what it says in Torah. So how do I know Taka is such a thing? Says the Lishna Basra from Kavatik Berenu. However, Kavatik Berenu sounds like a ribui. But how can it be a ribui? We need the ribui already for the din of the Lishna Kama. We need the ribui for Lay Solon, for Kalamalan Smesa and Relaysa. So how could the ribui be available to tell me this halacha? The answer is, I think, going to Rambam, that in a chanavi, it's just a remes. Meaning, really, really, kimlu lechazal, without any rebuyim, that when it says the mitzvah of kovetik renu bayomahu, even though a fundamentalist reading is, the simple reading is to bury haruge based in the bayomahu gosom, Chazal understood that that's lav dafka, and that means not only bayomahu gosom, but bayomahisim, and it includes kolamahisim also. But, you know, impis akesh, you know, but maybe that's not what it means. So the Gemara says, have a remes. The Lishna Basra says, remes look for, the Kovetik Reno is a remes for that. But it's not mamash ribui, because the ribui is already used up. So therefore it's only a remes. I don't need a real ribui, because really there's not such a mokum l'chala. What's the difference? Yomari Gosim, Yomari Gosim, Chazal understood that the mechubit over here is to kill, is to bury a mace via Yomari Gosim. But still, it needs to be said, since it is a little bit a stretch beyond mamash, what you might think it says in Pasuk. So the Braisa gives me a remez for it. The remach is that since it's something that the Braisa needed to say, so it becomes something that the Rambam finds it proper to say. So that's why the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs, he doesn't say mitzvahs esi likbar kol ha-mesim v'yoyim ha-mesim. He says mitzvahs esi likbar haruge besim v'yoyim harigosom v'hu adin kol ha-mesim v'yoyim ha-mesim. Harim yonashach. Kol Mason is a ribui, so then it's a gil and be this doesn't belong to Sefer HaMitzvahs. And when it's not a ribui, because it's Hainu Hach, so why say it in two stages? Just say mitzvahs as a lipper, kol Mason b'yoy Mason. The answer is, it's not a ribui. And if I needed a ribui, I wouldn't have a ribui to give you, because I already need a ribui for the Ram Paskin's Lishna Kama. The Ram brings that local Lishna Kama, kol Malin is Mason, Eivu B'loy Sazayin, so I've used up the ribui. It's not a ribui, and it doesn't need a ribui. It's a remes. But even a remez, the Rambam speaks out that even though the simple meaning of the pasuk is mitzvahs esei likvar kol haruge based in b'yomari gosom, but you should know that hu adin. Why hu adin? Because Chazal understood that hu adin. It's not a ribui. Chazal understood b'chachmosom that that's the mechuvah of the Torah. That hu adin that we're going to say the same thing by kol haMeisim b'yom Meisim. It doesn't need a ribuyim. Doesn't need ribuyim. It's not yigim midas. It's Torah shivksav. It goes into the sefer mitzvahs. But it's something the Gemara said, that's the Remez, Lepurim, and Atarim, and I, something the Gemara spoke out with the Remez, so the Ram also says it as being a separate thought. And that's what's going on over here as well. The Ram says, mitzvahs asay of this, that the Ram says here in Hilchos Sanhedrin, the Ram says, mitzvahs asay likbar kol harugei based in the B'yom HaHarigo. Exactly the same lesson he said in the Sefer Mitzvahs. Because that's the simple reading of the Pasuk. But then the Ram goes on and he says, v'loy harugei based in the B'lad, don't think it only means harugei based in. No, it applies to kol malinus mesoi. Anybody who's malin a mes and doesn't bury him beyond, there's a mitzvah to bury every mes beyond mesoi, like the Rambam says in the Sefer Mitzvahs, and that doesn't have a ribui. But it has something. It's something that the Rambam needs to tell to me in two stages. Just like in the Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rambam tells me in two breaths. It's not b'neshima achas. It's b'shtei neshimas. There's a mitzvah haruge based in, and then there's a remez that we should understand. The Chacham gave me a remez to understand what doesn't need a ribui. That hu adin, so hu adin, that it's kol ha-mesim b'yoyim ha-mesim. So al derech se'ma mishtaram over here in the yam. There's an essay of kol ha-tigrena haruge beistin b'yoyim ha-rigosom, and not only haruge beistin, don't think it's only haruge beistin, hu adin, that it applies to all all mason. And not only that, but then the Rambam throws in also the din of the riboy. So kolamalin is mason. Not only over in the assay, but you're over in the loisa say too. That's already a riboy of kolamalin tigmer. That needs a riboy. That has a riboy. And that's the lishna kama. Rambam is lishna kama. The shabbos now chayav from lishna kama. It's most of a lishna kama. There's a riboy for the lab, and there's a remes for the assay. And Rambam is chayav both of those halachos, the riboy and the remes, in this last halach. As far as proofs go, I don't have a lot of proofs to this, but so I think it fits well. The pieces fit well for Rambam. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow I want to do the Ramban and the Ram. It's one. I think it's one sheet. Sheet the Ramban. Sheet the Ram over here. The Ramban is really in the Teres Odom, but in a lot of the version of the Chiddushi Ramban, they have it also. And the Chiddushi Ramban.